Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Father of mine. And then Dear Meathead, brought to you by my friends at JM Synthetics. Online at jmsynthetics.com. Let's bring them in. Father of mine,
take me back to the day. Yeah, we're all still. Good morning.
Hi, Dad. How are you?
Okie dokie. You sound like you're in a well.
What?
Your voice is like you're in some kind of a well.
Is it on your end again? Usually when you say that, it's because I haven't done anything different. Is it your speakerphone, maybe?
Hold on a minute.
Yeah, Joanne will take care of it. She'll fix it. Aha.
Okay, we got you.
Little better, huh?
Oh, yeah. Greater. Greater, better. Good morning. What town are you in now?
What town am I in?
Yeah.
well, you know, I'm in the Grand Rapids area.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say Mount Clemens.
No. I haven't moved.
Hey, listen, I'm not awake yet.
Hey, I understand. Did you just wake up again?
No, I've been up for about 15 minutes or so.
Okay, did you do any sleeping? Because typically when I talk to you, you say you sleep about 5 minutes every night.
I slept pretty good. I didn't know what was going on. I didn't even need to rent it. According to Joanne, it poured like buckets.
Oh, okay. All right. Very good.
You must have slept well, huh?
Yeah, you did, man. That's good. I'm glad to hear that.
Okay.
Because I remember you told me that sometimes you like lay down and you just lay there. You don't even do anything.
It wasn't tonight. Last night. No. I slept real good. Yeah, I think quite a bit while I'm sleeping.
Gotcha.
I really do.
Yes, yes.
But I didn't last night.
Okay. Well, Dad, I want to get right to it. You know, I talked to you yesterday, and we had a you informed me that you watched the Oscars, and I'm dying to hear what you thought about all of that drama that took place when
I thought that bonehead ought to be disbarred.
Wait a minute, are you talking about the guy who threw the?
He got up, went out there, and slapped the.
Oh, okay. So Will Smith is the guy that went on the stage, and he's the one who hit Chris Rock. He hit him really hard, too.
Yeah. He hit pretty hard.
Yeah, that was ugly, wasn't it?
It sure was, and I tell you what, Chris Rock was, not Chris Rock, but I'm going to go with Snapper and Snappy.
Okay.
Snappy was a gentleman.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so Snappy, he just kind of shrugged it off.
He shrugged it. He continued on talking like nothing happened.
Yeah.
And I really admire him for that. But this other one was a royal jerk.
That would be the Snapper.
Snapper.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
All because of his wife's hair.
Well, yeah, and he made a crack. And it seemed like a playful joke that was not received very well at all.
Yeah, I know. But you know what? I really think that he did not know what the hair situation was.
He may not have. And he hasn't spoken. He may have just been commenting that the hair was short. It's not known because that what he hasn't said if he knew she had a condition or not.
Actually, he should have not even made a comment about the hair.
Well, I mean, you got to understand context wise, this guy, this Chris Rock, he's always kind of been someone to do that. You know, I mean, that's his kind of his thing. And everybody usually, I mean, they may groan a little bit. A lot of people. In fact, the snapper, he laughed at that joke, if you notice.
Yeah, he did. He did.
And so then the wife must have looked at him and said, you better not be laughing at this joke. And you better go up there and kick his ass. Because then next thing you know, he's snapping on the snappy.
Well, I didn't know she did that. We didn't see any part of that.
Well, she was pretty
upset.
Oh, yeah.
She was upset, I suppose. And, it was a totally misjudgment of character, that's all.
Yeah, she looked pissed. There was no doubt about it.
Yeah, but he had no business getting up there, going up there and slap the guy and come on back down. And he even going to lose what do they offer him?
I don't think that's going to happen. I think that they're just going to yell at him, but they won't take the award. I don't think.
I think they will.
No.
That's my opinion.
Yeah. Well.
I think they should.
What about it was just like 30 minutes later, the guy snapper won an award for best actor, and then everybody like gave him a standing ovation.
Yeah, I'm not going to make a comment.
That was ugly. I couldn't believe it, you know?
I mean, you don't walk up there and go out there and slap the guy because your wife got insulted.
He won a trophy for a movie about love.
You know, yeah, just says, and he won a trophy about love.
Yeah, that was, you know, you ever, I was talking about this with the audience, you ever, like, do something out of anger? And then at the time, it seems like a good move. And then a little bit of time passes and you feel bad about it. And then you like want to crawl into a hole and die.
Well, I haven't had any of those episodes in a long, long time that I can recall. So there's no way I'm not able to make any comments on that.
Oh, you can too.
I don't remember anything. My life has been, hey, I'm happy every day.
All right, that's good.
I'm snapping my wife.
Yeah, I don't want you to snap anybody. No snapping.
I have no problems.
Okay. Dad, let me get to the questions.
All right.
Jason writes, Dear Meathead, I look forward to your segment each week because you are the highlight of the show. He says, you bring out Eric's nice side that we don't get to hear very often.
That's very nice of you, Jason. I appreciate that.
Okay. He says, here's my question. He says, I am a straight man. You know what he means by straight?
Yeah.
He means not gay.
Yeah.
He says, I'm a straight man that fell in love with another man last November. And then he writes, he is straight, but he says he might be a little bit gay. He says, I am truly obsessed with him. I have gone as far as going to his workplace just so I can watch him. I have even went to a bar he was at and took pictures of him with his friends. This is all very strange so far. He then writes, if that isn't bad enough, no one should even like this guy. He's an angry, hateful little man. He calls his friends dumb. He calls us idiots and knuckle draggers because we don't share his horrible political opinions. Sometimes he even says he hates us. He's also very arrogant because he says he is smarter than everyone and claims that all women and men want to have sex with him. Then he adds, I could keep going on, but I really need to just forget him and move on with my life. How do I walk away from someone I love? Thank you for sharing your wisdom. Best wishes, Jason Bennett.
Well, Jason, I really have difficulty understanding how could you love and hate.
Yeah, I agree. How can you love or lust someone and then hate them at the same time? Yeah, that is really weird.
I have difficulty understanding that. Now, either you're going to like them. I don't say love because it's not my norm. Either you're going to like them or love them or hate them. Well, hate them. You have no reason to hate them to begin with.
Uh-huh. Right. I agree.
No reason whatsoever.
No.
He's a man. He's not a man. He's a person.
Yeah. You gotta respect him.
With his own characteristics.
He's probably brilliant.
I think you gotta keep away from him.
Wait a minute. You think you like him and that he ought to keep away from him?
No. I don't dislike him.
Oh.
For what his makeup is.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I just can't deal with him.
Yeah, you gotta maybe just don't bang on his door and give him
that's right.
Plenty
now,
of room.
You see him, listen, you can open the door. Hi, how you doing, buddy? You know, okay. Nice seeing you. You want a cup of coffee? Okay. Now we'll talk to you later. Goodbye.
Yeah, here, have a cup of
that's
coffee.
It, you know.
Give him a cup of coffee, but keep him on the porch.
Right.
Yeah.
You can. I mean, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, I bet you at one time or other, I can't recall any of this really, but that I have met a person that I knew and he was gay and all that. I didn't dislike him. Or I didn't do nothing. Or I didn't go wash my hands because I shook his. You know. He's got his makeup. That's his makeup.
So he's
doing.
Are you saying that you're accepting because you didn't wash your hand?
I said, I don't even. Some people would even go wash their hands if they shook a hand with a gay guy.
Yeah, I know. You
don't. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. I gotcha. Yeah.
I've never met that kind of situation, or I never had that kind of situation. But a gay is a gay. Hey. Whatever,
Yeah. All right. I wrote this.
I just don't pay attention to any of this trash.
Yeah.
They want to be gay. They want to be gay. Okay. They don't want to be gay. Well, they don't want to be gay. This makeup of back and forth and back and forth. It's a trash conversation.
Okay.
It's really?
It's a trash conversation. I love it. Okay. I also wrote down a gay is a gay.
Yeah, if that's his makeup, well, fine.
Yes, gay's a gay. That's all you need to know.
What's the significance of wasting your time in analyzing
it? Right, you don't need to analyze it. It's not our business if a gay is a gay.
Yeah, really? If it's a gay and you don't like him, you keep away from him. You like him, you shake his hand.
Yeah, but you don't, like, treat him poorly.
Oh, no.
No, you go and you love that gay.
I bet you somewhere down the road in my life I've seen somebody that was gay.
I'm pretty sure you have.
Associated with them.
Yes, you might even have let him stay on the front porch and drink coffee.
Sure, I would.
Okay. Hey, friends, it's your old pal EZ with my latest and greatest marketing partner, Mint Mobile. I know a lot of you have been through the ringer when it comes to costs with big wireless. As you know, what you see is never what you get. You ever have that happen where you get in there and you're like, okay, they're like, you're going to get this, this, and this, and this, and then you pay us this. And you go, oh, yeah. And then, like, you get the bill and you're like, what the hell just happened? It's like bait and switch. And then you call in and you realize that you're screwed. So you're like, oh, my God, I might as well just keep overpaying for this. Never again. Enter Mint Mobile. You never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month, when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. I've done this. You should too. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to the rescue with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. My God! To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month and give the other guys the big heave-ho. mintmobile.com/Zane. All right, fine print time. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to the $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Jonathan writes, "Good morning, Meathead. I have an 8-year-old autistic son who does not speak. He does not speak very much at all. He will either respond with one-word answers or he'll repeat what I just said. For example, if I say, 'What are you doing?' he will say back, 'What are you doing?' What can I do to encourage him to communicate more? Thanks, Meathead."
Oh, God, that's you require a professional person to give you an answer on that. I would say you love him to the end of the world as your child. You do the best you can to play with him, talk to him, what he does.
Yeah.
If that's his makeup, just leave it alone.
Should you smack him like Will Smith?
Oh, God, no. No.
I didn't think so. I did not think so.
You bring up a sore subject. Will Smith is a jerk.
Well, yeah, that's the snapper.
Yeah. He really is a jerk.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. All right.
He's lucky he just got slapped. If that was me, I'd kick his ass.
Yes, you would do that. You wouldn't turn the other cheek, is what you're saying.
No, I'm not a cheek turner.
Okay, so getting
if somebody does that, I'll get him.
So getting back to that, if you were on the stage and he smacked you, you'd have smacked him right back.
I'm a very loving person. Let me tell you that, but that kind of thing, I cannot tolerate.
No, that is a Mickey Mouse thing there.
Absolutely.
Okay. Our pal Aram.
My buddy.
Yes. Let's see. Hello, dear Meathead.
Yes.
He says, "I need some humor advice. Is it fine to keep making a harmless, witty comment if you find it very funny to say?" Thank you, Aram. So I guess he's saying if you have a certain saying that you say to people, is it okay to keep saying it over and over again? Like saying the same joke every time you speak.
No, I would not do that.
Would that annoy you?
First of all, my brain capacity is to a point that is not going to hang on to a lot of things.
So what if Joanne, every time she spoke, she said, "Pull my finger," and then farted? What would you do?
That's not a good thing. You get
annoyed. Yeah, you get annoyed.
It's an annoying thing.
I agree.
After a little while.
I know. It's like, okay, we get it. I think the term is beating a dead horse, you know?
That's right.
I think
absolutely.
That's what that is, you know. Probably,
I mean,
somebody.
You know, a joke lasts so long, and then
it's like move on. It's come up with a new joke. That's kind of what you and I are cut from the same claw. That's the same way I feel too.
Yeah. Hey, Joanne just made a comment. I was talking while she was doing it. What is it, Joanne?
Right.
She said it's only funny if people laugh.
And then if no one laughs, which is what happens, you might be like, hey.
That hair business and slapping is totally out of line.
He didn't say anything that bad.
And
he said she's going to make a G.I. Joe movie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, still, I don't know why he took it seriously and went out there and slapped the guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, I really admire the person that got slapped. Didn't say a word, didn't do nothing, and went on with his show. You know.
That's what you got to do. I think,
I'm sure it hurt to begin with. The slapper was an idiot.
I think it's a great point. You know, if you're sitting there doing a show, and then people are either distracting you constantly and trying to upset you, or even in some cases like that, hitting you, to be able to still do the show and not respond to stupidity.
Nothing ever happened.
Yes, if you have that professionalism and that ability,
him I admire.
That's a good thing. That is a good thing. You know, I wish I had that ability.
Oh, I'd be kicking ass. Pardon English. Somebody slap me. Are you kidding?
Okay.
Oh, boy.
I have another question from Aram. He says, if a guy is recovering from surgery and his doctor tells him it's okay to start showering him, to start showering without a nurse, but the nurse says, no, I want to continue to wash you. What should the guy do?
Hey, I don't want you to do it. Get out of here.
But what if? Okay,
Joanne, you smile.
I think the guy doing the showering doesn't do a good job.
Yeah, no, hey.
Let
the person do what they want to do.
The nurse is like, you're really gross. You're gonna need me to get all the good parts.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
I really have no comment.
No,
I know I wouldn't want it. So,
okay, all right.
No, I don't know. I can't. I'm sorry. I can't reciprocate on that.
Fair enough. All right. This one's the closer. Kyle has this. He says, "Dear Meathead, I have a friend who is a very responsible dog walker. When he walks his dog, he's very thorough and cleans up after the dogs and puts it in a bag. You know, he uses a bag to pick it up.
Yeah, it must be a little dog, eh?
He walks more than one dog. He revealed to me that when he picks up the poo-poo and puts it in a bag, he puts the bag in his coat pocket. And he uses it almost like a hand warmer.
Well, if it doesn't come out of the bag to get in touch with his hand, it's
correct.
Okay. Otherwise, I think it sucks.
Okay.
I don't want to touch no dog poop.
Yeah, apparently it stays in the bag, but the heat...
Well, yeah, if it's in a bag, secure and all that,
then
you get around anything else if you want to put it in your pocket. You know.
I agree. Joanne, what do you think?
No.
She says no.
Joanne is not about it. Kyle thinks this is the grossest thing in the world.
I do too.
Well, I would think that I don't want to be touching it.
No, you're not. It's in the bag, you know? It just smells.
I don't know, even that, just somehow or other. No, I wouldn't want to do it.
You wouldn't want to?
I'd carry me a little shovel or something and pick it up with the shovel and put it in a bag.
Yeah, he doesn't touch the poo at all. He just uses the bag to grab it and then he...
I know, it's just the whole principle.
Yeah, and then...
I think when it's in
his pocket, he puts his hand in the pocket and like lets it warm his hand.
Oh Lord!
Oh boy! People got their own makeup, you know, whatever they want to do. I cannot stop them.
Yeah, I mean we heard earlier on the show when you said a gay is a gay.
Yeah, the one thing I probably wouldn't want to ever shake his hand.
No. No, you don't ever want to shake his left hand because...
It's a mental type of thing. Mentally, no, I don't want to do that.
Yes, it is. You know what? It's an emphasis on mental on that one, Dad.
Yeah. Boy, that was a big word.
Yeah, it sure it sure was. Okay, hey, you know what? I think that's it for us. I'm taking a look. Yeah, that's all the questions I have. Do you have any closing thoughts that you want to leave us with, Dad?
Well, get out there and rake your leaves.
Oh, that's right. You've been doing that again, haven't you?
I've started at one end of, oh, man, I got leaves.
I bet when you looked out the window and you saw the leaves, because for some reason they shed at this time of the year on this tree that you have, you were overjoyed.
Well, yeah, I was out there with two huge dumpsters raking leaves already.
I know, that's like your favorite thing in the world to do. That's great.
Yeah.
Whatever keeps you busy.
I like a neat yard.
Okay. Hey,
and
you know,
1 acre is a long area or a big area to keep it neat.
Yeah, that's
holy
a lot of space.
Cow.
All right.
Now,
as,
I have a question for
yes,
you.
Yes, please,
maybe
please.
Maybe you can help me with that.
What is it, Dad?
I got a guy behind my house. And he comes firework area time. He'll light up his bombs.
Yeah,
and they all end up in my yard.
Are you talking
all the, all the big paperwork and all that?
Oh, okay.
Now, I, as a very good, loving man, goes around and picks it all up and gets rid of it. Would I be right in taking all of that stuff that I pick up and dump it in his yard?
Are you talking about Zach the Egyptian?
The who?
Are you talking about Zach?
No, Zach's a good, neat man.
Okay, so
it's the guy next door, though.
The guy next door launched.
These guys are kind of wild.
Okay, so you know, that's unfortunate. Now, for me, if I was them, I would clean your yard the next day. Okay,
that, no, they wouldn't do that.
And they're not going to do that. They're not going to do that.
I, you know?
Now you, I can understand why you would say. You could say, hey, I understand you're shooting off the fireworks, but I should not have to clean this up. Here's your options.
And the problem is it directs his fireworks toward my yard.
Right, right.
So obviously they'll fall in there.
Now, there's two ways you can handle this. If you just let it go, is it the end of the world if you have to pick that up? No. However, it's... You know, I guess how far you want to take it. If it's worth it, you can just mention, say, hey, I don't have a problem with you shooting off the fireworks, but I don't like cleaning all this up. Would you please patrol my yard the next day? If you don't...
You don't have to patrol. He's got to change the direction toward the street rather than my yard.
Well, whatever it is. You can give him many options. You can say either change the direction, I don't want to clean it up, or come clean up my yard. You choose. But then again, I don't know if I want you to do that, because people are crazy and he's likely to treat you like Will Smith and hit you across the face. You know, I don't like that.
Well, I believe you would do that, because he's a guy tattooed from toe to the neck.
Yeah, let it go. I just don't want any trouble, you know. I think Joanne probably agrees.
Well, okay.
Oh,
she says she wants.
Do you think?
I went around the street and knock on the door and ring the doorbell and all that for somebody to come out so I could talk to them. Nobody would answer the door.
Oh, okay. Well, do you want me to say something or?
No, I just keep dumping it in his yard.
All right. What does Joanne think about that?
What do you think, Joanne?
Give me something to do.
Just throw it away. Yeah, you know, here's the thing, man. People are crazy, and they might look at you as vulnerable and try to bully you or treat you like garbage or something like that or worse. And who needs that? I think
I've actually resolved the issue. I already took care of them, but I'm not going to announce it on the radio. To what I do.
Okay, if you say so. All right. Okay.
Okay.
Well, I love you.
Appreciate your call and my audience's questions and answers.
They love you, Dad. They love you, and I love you.
And I love them all, and they're wonderful people, and I love you, and I'll talk to you some other time.
Okay, love you, Joanne. You guys have a good one, all right?
Likewise, I. And the cats in the cradle and the suit.